And Sophia, your question is, what is the fourth commandment? And the answer is, the fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, next week we'll answer the question, what does the fourth commandment teach us? But here, just the fact that it is the fourth commandment instructs us that the when of worshiping God is important. That we have the what, or the whom, rather, of worshiping God, worshiping no other gods before Him. We have the method, or the actions, by which to worship God. You shall not make unto thee any graven image. And so, only God's methods, only God's actions for worshiping God. We have the mindset, or the manner, in worshiping God, that we would do so weightily, and that the weightiness of God's name upon our lips and in our thoughts, especially as we worship Him, would also inform how we live in covenant with Him as His redeemed people. So those are the first three, the whom of worship, the what, or the method, or the actions of worship, the mindset, or the manner of worship, and then there's the when. And just as we saw that the other parts of the first table of the law are important, so also then must be very important the when of worshiping God. That if He has made a day holy, if He has taken particular time and made it holy time, that we must treat the time as holy with His very own holiness. And we will talk about that more next time. But just the fact that there is holy time, that the when of worship is very important. So it's part of the first table of the law. So that's part of loving God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength. Anybody who makes light of the Sabbath or the Lord's Day, or tries to excuse doing their own thoughts, words, or works on the Lord's Day, must take that as part of how they are not loving the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Because God defines loving Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Not only loving Him only, the whom, worshiping Him only in the way that He says, the what, or the method, or the actions of worship, worshiping Him weightily, with His name weighty on our lips and in our thoughts and in our hearts during the worship, but also the when is part of loving Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And what to do in that when, what the fourth commandment teaches us then, will be the subject of your question and answer next week. But for this week, your question is, what is the fourth commandment? And your answer is, the fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.